being out on the waters here in Huntington County. So we've got a great show lined up with Yellow Dog Paddle and one of its owners, Mike Herman. But before let's talk about the weather, because it's a good day to be out there paddleboarding and getting some rays. It's sunny right now with a high of 76. The wind's going to calm down and go turn out to be from the east at 6 miles an hour later. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low of 51 and a real light, gentle east wind. Saturday, we've got a chance of showers, mostly after 9 a.m., cloudy with a high of 70. Calm winds. And probably a good 50% chance of rain. New rain will be less than 1/10 of an inch. I think it's mostly going to be drizzly. That's not really a bad time to be outdoors because no lightning. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly with 4 a.m.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Huntington. More news.
North,
more unfortunate news. Letter marked to anthrax has found at the Chubb Corporation complex. It's in Reddington Township. The envelope marked anthrax was found at Chubb Corp campus on Halls Mill Road on Wednesday, the Huntington County Prosecutor's Office announced. Huntington County hazmat team responded and subsequently determined that the letter was not a threat and removed it from the scene. Huntington County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III said, quote, the letter was turned over to the FBI for further testing at the New Jersey State Police Laboratory. The Huntington County Prosecutor's Office, Federal Bureau of Investigations, Newark Office, Huntington County Health Department personnel, White House Rescue Squad, and White House Fire Company assisted with that investigation. I commend the professional response and multi-agency teamwork by all those involved, Kearns said. The Prosecutor's Office said they intend to file third-degree terroristic threat charges against those involved. If convicted, the penalty is up to 5 years in state prison. Those with information that can assist with the investigation can call the Reddington Police Department
at 908-534-4031. It is. I see you got your son Ben with you. Good afternoon, Ben. How you doing?
1129.
Are you a paddleboarder too, Ben?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Employees.
How long have you been paddleboarding?
Of its Huntington County complex, according to the information from the Greater Raritan Workforce Development Board.
Well, I'd be too. I've never tried.
So I don't know, man. What's up with that?
Mike, let's talk about Yellow Dog. What is it and where is it?
Okay, so Yellow Dog Paddle is a mobile outdoor adventure company.
Of NJ Advanced Media. He wrote that on the 5th.
A variety of
so what's up with somebody
Spruce
doing
Run
that?
And some is in the town of Clinton.
Right
the,
downtown
the
Clinton by the falls.
Right
doing
above the falls.
In that
we actually do kayaking and canoeing above the
so
falls.
So first of all, send it.
Just
and
like
then
the Penders used
to be
do
hoax.
At the old boathouse. So it's something that
I don't understand it.
We've
also
done.
Heard how
full year
teenagers
business,
are riding around in these
and,
creepy clown costumes.
Super
successful. It's all, like all it all sounds like fun.
The kayaks,
and then all of a sudden
the
when they get
boards,
caught,
the life jackets,
they're all upset and concerned.
Paddles, and everything you need to get out in the water. You just show up, sign your waiver, and go.
Well, that sounds really great. And how do people get in touch with you or find out about Yellow Dog?
The best way to get in touch with us is the website or Facebook if you're a social media person or Instagram. So it's yellowdogpaddle.com is our website.
Right.
Or at yellowdogpaddle, which would be our, I guess, our Facebook account. My wife handles most of the social media. I'm completely out of the mix. But that's the best way to really learn what the business has to offer as far as different activities and to book a reservation. If you wanted to go out on a Wednesday with a group of friends or you wanted to go out on the weekend, as long as we have somewhat of an advance notice, we can, you know, put a reservation in for you along with whoever you want to go with, and we'll meet you at Spruce Run, Clinton. You show up, sign your waivers, and go.
Now, this is not just paddle boarding. This is also kayaking and fishing adventures. Is that right?
Yeah, we try to fit everything in. I mean, you know, when we first put the business together, you know, paddleboarding in the last 5 years has definitely been the fastest growing water sport. So when you go on vacation, there's normally some sort of vacation rental person there that's willing to rent you a paddleboard in the islands or the Carolinas. And there just really was a big void in Huntington County. And you know, we came back and my wife and I really talked about, you know, how this could really be something that the average person may never experience, Spruce Run or Round Valley or Clinton above the falls, because unless you go out and buy your own equipment, you know, you're really not going to experience what some of the state parks have to offer.
Well, we have a lot of beautiful state parks, particularly here in Hunterdon County. And one of the things that intrigues me about paddle boarding, which I've never done, is you're standing on the board instead of sitting in a boat or a canoe. And, you know, certainly like the picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware, he was standing up in a boat, which for many of us is never a smart thing. But a paddle board is an unusually stable kind of watercraft, isn't it?
It is. Basically, a paddleboard is a version of a surfboard without quite the rake or the shape to the hull. So it's more of a flatter board where you're going to be able to stand up on it because it's oversized. And what I mean by that, it's a little wider and generally, you know, a couple feet longer than your average surfboard. So the bigger the board, generally speaking, the more stable it is on the water. And one of the things that make us unique as a company is we have a variety of boards in our inventory. So one of the questions we actually ask when we make a reservation is we want your height and weight. Not that we want to get too personal with people, but if we want you to have the best experience, we want to know what kind of person, how big are you or how small are you? And we'll match your body to the board that you should be on so you have the best experience and the best chance to enjoy what it is you signed up for.
One of the cool things that I've noticed about paddle boarding is that you're standing up instead of sitting, and you're getting a better view of what's around you, whether it's in the water or whether it's on land or, you know, looking at the sky or looking down into the water and seeing some of the marine life or aquatic life. Is that true?
Yeah, it's amazing when I first started paddle boarding a couple of years ago, you know, you're really like walking on water. So your feet are at the water level, and just being like a 6 foot tall guy, being on a paddleboard, you're starting to see things from a different angle. You're seeing fish that you never would have seen. You're seeing the bottom structure a little bit better if you're, you know, 10 feet of water and it's clear enough. You're seeing some wildlife. You may see some deer. You know, this year we've been really, really fortunate to see a pair of bald eagles almost every week at Spruce Run. And these bald eagles are, you know, they're nesting pairs on Round Valley, but they've migrated to Spruce Run because I think they're feeding on the fish. It's a little easier for them to feed on the fish in Spruce Run just simply because the water is not quite as clear as Round Valley, and they could really sneak in and grab a fish in shallow water. We saw them almost every week on Spruce Run when we were out doing our outings, which was it's just a bonus to see them. But you're right, standing up on a paddleboard gives you a better vantage point for a lot of things.
Now, you also take people out on canoeing trips and fishing trips, is that right?
We do. Fishing has been a part of my life ever since my grandfather was alive, and that's dating back earlier than Ben, who's 9 years old. I was fishing with my grandfather probably at 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. And where was that?
I started fishing in the Poconos, mm-hmm. Promised Land, the Poconos.
Oh, I know that well. That's yeah. The Boy Scout camp up there I went to.
Yeah, so there's two places that I remember, Lower Lake and Pickerel Point. And those two places was where we used to row out and bass fish, and he used to wake me up and shake me out of bed at 5 a.m., and we used to go out, and that's where I really fished a lot, and I stuck with it, and I do a lot of fishing, and it is a smaller portion of our business, but it is something that I'm really passionate about.
I see. Do you teach people how to fish?
I do.
Part of your company?
I do. Yeah. And so part of what we do, and this is why Fish and Game loves our company, we mandate you have to have a fishing license, okay? And if you look at, statistically speaking, Fish and Game has been losing revenue, losing licenses every year because the kids are more into playing video games than they are going outside. And, you know, Ben is the exception. He loves to fish. He's on the water and asks me to fish almost every day after school, and that's just how he is. But, you know, teaching a kid to fish, you know, and being outside is a big part of how I grew up, and we're trying to continue that. And I'm not the only one, because I see a lot of parents who don't have a boat, okay? They don't have the ability to go out and take a kid, or they just don't know. They want their kid to learn, but they don't know what to do. And they don't want to go out and spend, you know, a few hundred dollars on equipment they may never use again. So, you know, I have a 17-foot boat with two motors on the back. And the most interesting part is everything we deal with is in Spruce Run and Round Valley is horsepower restricted. And what I mean by that is you have to have a under a 10-horsepower motor. So that's why I have two motors. One is a main motor, and then the smaller one gets used mostly. So when I take a family out, we do a lot of trolling, or we do some casting for bass and trolling in Round Valley for trout. And it doesn't matter what ability you are, but, you know, taking a dad and a kid out it's a good experience. It's very, very rare we go out and don't catch anything. In fact, knock on wood, I've never done that on any trips the last 2 years. We've had some magical nights, and we've had some average nights, but all in all, people are very satisfied.
Well, what kind of fish do we catch in Spruce Run and Round Valley?
Okay. So Spruce Run is a warmer body water. So it's a bass-oriented lake. So the species that are in there, and Ben, you can testify to this, what are some of them that you have?
Hybrids, catfish, bass, and sunnies and some brown trout.
Yes, there's actually brown trout in Spruce Run, believe it or not. Yes.
And how about in Round Valley?
Round Valley's almost all trout. There are bass in there. We do catch some sunnies and some largemouth and smallmouth, but it's mostly a trout-driven reservoir. Mm-hmm. The reason being, it's a very clear, very oxygenated, very cold fishery.
So that's ideal for trout, isn't it?
It's perfect.
It's very deep, too.
Yeah, so Round Valley is about 180 feet deep when it's full near the South Tower, and that's one of the deepest parts of it. So there used to be a stream that went through before they flooded it. But we do a lot of – I do all the tournaments through Round Valley Trout Association, so I'm very familiar. I've been fishing there for over 20 years. I have – enormous amount of equipment with Round Valley. It's a very technical fishery. So if you're into trolling, and you really don't need to do a lot, I troll up to 11 rods while I'm out fishing at once. So if the motor and gear, we're traveling at a mile to a mile and a half an hour, and we have all these rods that are trolling along. So some are in 10 feet of water, some are all the way on the bottom, and some are in between. And we've done very, very well with Round Valley.
Mm-hmm. How do you find your customers and your clientele who just want to go fishing?
Most of it's word of mouth. The website has been great. Facebook has been great. Again, I'm not big into social media, but my wife has done a fantastic job with getting the word out because, to my knowledge, we are the only company that teaches fishing. We are one of only two companies that does paddle boarding. We are one of very few that do this outdoor adventure. I know we're the only ones that do everything in one package. So the nice part is you can kind of pick and choose what you want to do. If you want to do one weekend and do paddle boarding, the next weekend you do kayaking, and the next weekend you want to go fishing, we can fit it all in as long as we have the time.
One of the things that made me want to have you guys come on the air and talk about Yellow Dog paddling is the fact that you can teach somebody a new hobby that can be a lifetime hobby in a weekend or in an afternoon, whether it's fishing or kayaking or paddle boarding or canoeing.
Yep.
I've always found that people, once turned on to the outdoors and once they've had a good experience, tend to want to come back and do it again and again. And they talk about it, and the word of mouth, you know, my generation refers to, or perhaps Ben's generation calls buzz, is really important in a business. And that to me, translates into goodwill and that well-beaten path to your door. Now, your business operates basically out of a couple of vans, as I understand it, and out of your home. Is that right?
Yeah, we have – it's a mobile business. So when we first started, it is out of our house. We have a fairly large detached garage. We keep a lot of our equipment in. And we're located, you know, near Clinton, New Jersey. And that hub makes it very easy for us to move in the direction of Round Valley, Spruce Run, or Clinton. It's all within 4 miles of our driveway.
Well, that's really exciting. We've got to play a few commercials, or as we say around here on the Sports Guys, hit the money button. So let's hit that money button and hear what people have to say about our sponsors.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies. And
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambie's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, we're back with the Sports Guys, and I got a couple of great Sports Guys here. Mike and Ben Herman from Yellow Dog Paddle. Yellow Dog Paddle is a sports business. They turn people on to all kinds of water sports, whether it's paddleboarding, kayaking, canoeing, fishing, or all kinds of excursions, mostly out of Spruce Run and Round Valley. We've been talking about fishing during the break. And Ben, what's the biggest fish you've caught?
A carp. It was about
30 inches.
It was about 30 inches long.
Wow.
And about 20.
Where'd you catch it?
In downtown Clinton.
Oh, really? A 30-inch-long fish in downtown Clinton. That's a pretty good-sized fish. That's about as long as your arm.
Oh, yeah. About 20 pounds.
What did you catch him on?
Corn.
Corn? Yep. I didn't know that carp liked corn.
They love corn.
Oh, well, that's really neat. So not only do you teach fishing, but you teach people how to get the fish to bite, which is really the experience, isn't it? How'd you feel the first time you caught a fish?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
That was a long time.
Well, I remember the first time I caught a fish was a sunny, and I was so excited that I didn't know what to do with it. So I was glad I had an older cousin help me. Where do these paddle boards get made? I'm fascinated by that.
So we have two companies that we deal with for our fleet, and one of the companies is very local, company by the name of BIC, and they're located in Massachusetts. So they're actually an American-made vessel. They make kayaks and paddle boards as their biggest. They started out in the 70s with windsurfing, and it's really an interesting story with those people, the BIC family, and I'll get to that later if we have time. But the other company we deal with is Boga, and Boga makes all of our paddleboard yoga boards. And those boards are a little larger, a little more stable, and we have to get those from California. So they come, they're a little harder to get, a little more expensive to ship, but they make a board that really no one else has, which is specific for one of our most successful adventures is yoga on paddle boards. So that's where we get those boards specifically from.
We're going to talk about that in a minute, but I noticed in looking at your website and also in speaking with you, you always have the latest equipment. Why is that?
Well, my wife and I, when we started the company, I mean, we wanted people to have the best experience. And the best experience starts with the best people. And we like to think we're friendly. We try to really listen to the customer. But the main thing that people come away with is you have to have a great place to do the sport, which I think Hunterdon County, we're kind of spoiled. We've got a lot of parks and a lot of stuff at our fingertips. And, you know, you combine that with really new equipment. So we want to get new equipment every year. And the reason we want to do that is we want people to be on the latest technology, the best boards that fit their body type, which will allow them to enjoy the surroundings. And that's what we came up with. So our business model is kind of unique. We're not your typical rental company that has a board that's 10 years old, that has 28 repair marks on the top of it, and maybe unsafe for all I know. We like to buy our boards, and we have a wholesale account with two companies. We buy our boards, we use them for the season, and we basically sell them for our cost, what we purchased them for at the beginning of the season. And what that does is it gives a client a good experience to try out maybe some different stuff. They're not going to run to the store and spend a lot of money on a board that really doesn't fit them. And at the end of the season, they're buying a board that's 1 year old, that's never been repaired, that's sometimes still under warranty, and they've already had an experience on it. They know if they like the board or they don't. And that's something you can't do at the store.
Actually, they're buying a board that may be 6 months old or less.
It could be.
Yep.
It could be.
Maybe it's been used a little bit, but I'm sure the use is pretty gentle.
Yeah, the use for us is everything gets wiped down, and we have an enormous enclosed trailer. So that's what we ride around with. I have my truck and a new enclosed trailer. We have racks in there that individually separate all of the paddle boards. They're all wiped down. They're cleaned every time they come in and out of the water, and they're locked up at the end of the day. Nothing's left in the weather, and nothing's really left to chance. So that's how we run the company.
Well, that's a great idea, and so right now you're going to start selling these boards soon.
We are. I mean, it's the end of the season for us, so we really at Spruce Run, you know, the end of the season in their eyes is October 30th, and the weather starts to get a little cooler. The water temperatures actually in the fall are usually pretty mild because the water takes a lot longer to cool. The air might be 50 degrees, the water might be 65 or 70 this time. But the bottom line is we get to the end of the season sometime in October, weather dependent, and we sell our inventory off. And right now I think we might have 5 or 6 boards that are not spoken for. I think we have a couple boards being picked up tomorrow. And, you know, if you have an interest, I encourage you to visit our website at www.yellowdogpaddle.com or Facebook, or simply call my wife, who's on the website, and ask her what inventory is left if you have an interest.
So what does a board cost used at the end of a season? What does a customer expect to pay for the board and the paddle?
So paddles are really all over the place as far as pricing is concerned. We have paddles that are fiberglass, we have paddles that are aluminum, and we have paddles that are actually carbon fiber. A carbon fiber paddle, I'll start at the top, could be upwards of $400 or $500 for a carbon fiber paddle. At the end of the season, we might sell that paddle for $200, $250. A fiberglass paddle, maybe $185 paddle, we'll sell it for about $100, and an aluminum paddle would be less than that. As far as the boards are concerned, it really depends on the type of board. Most of the boards we have an average retail price of around $1,200. That includes shipping, because it does cost us about $100 a board to have them shipped to our facility. At the end of the day, our wholesale price may be around $900 for a board. You might spend $100 on a paddle. I know the people that are picking up tomorrow, they purchased 2 boards. It's a mother and a daughter. So we gave them kind of a combination. So it's 2 boards, 2 paddles, 2 life jackets, and 2 leashes. And I think the grand total was somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,400 for everything.
So basically, they've learned a sport,
mm-hmm.
they've gotten good equipment, and they now have a new hobby they can share.
Oh, it's
great.
Mother
and a daughter.
100%. Yeah, the beauty of paddle boarding is that you don't need a trailer. You don't need a lot. You need a roof rack. You need some sort of rack system, and it could be something as simple as foam blocks on your roof with a couple of straps. But you need some sort of flat surface to be able to mount these. You strap them down. You put your life jackets and your paddles in the car. You drive to the place. And paddle boards, as bulky and big as they are, because most of them are 10 to 11 feet long, they're only about 30 pounds on average.
They're really that light.
They really are. You know, the better boards, the more quality boards, are made with lighter materials. They're not made like a kayak is made out of a polypropylene, I believe is what the material is. And if you took a kayak material and you made it into a paddle board, it would be about twice the weight. So the paddle boards we have are gel molded. They're foam injected, they have some fiberglass reinforcements, and they're about half the weight, which is important, especially if you're a woman that's taking something and you're putting it onto your roof at eye level. You don't want to be lifting something very heavy.
Well, 30 pounds is the weight, perhaps, of a 3-year-old child.
That's right.
So I always compare lifting to the weight of a kid.
That's right.
And that's not, the 3-year-old child is not something that most of us will have trouble lifting.
That's right.
Particularly if we're under 90 years old. I noticed also, you mentioned life jackets. Life jackets are a subject near and dear to me because as a sailboater, I am in the ocean from time to time, and I'm very, very cautious about life jackets, and I'm very cautious about tethers. I know you use a leash so you don't get, the board doesn't get too far away from somebody if they fall off. But let's talk safety. How do you teach your sport of paddleboarding and incorporate the things that are necessary to do it safely?
Okay. So safety is a huge conversation for us, not only from a special use permit that we get every year from Spruce Run, but just our business model is, you know, everyone on a paddleboard, a kayak, a canoe, or even on our fishing trips has got to wear a life jacket. It's just, it is something that is so important. Some people claim they can swim. Their ability to swim may be there, but if you're in deep water and panic sets in, it's not something that, you know, it's not something that's going to end well, as a lot of people find out every year in these bodies of water. So we always, we have a variety of life jackets, and we fit them to the person, so they are molded to the body type, and they're mandatory. We want people to have them as a sense of security, safety, and even if they panic, there's no way for them to fall into the water and you know, drown. I mean, quite frankly, it's dangerous. Any water sport is dangerous, and that bit of safety, just having a life jacket, even if you don't know how to swim, you will eventually make it to land.
Well, with a life jacket, every life jacket that's manufactured is approved by the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard requires manufacturers to make life jackets that will turn you face up out of the water, even if you're unconscious. Because that's the rule, that's the regulation, and the Coast Guard goes around and inspects manufacturers very often to be sure that the life jacket will do that. Where do you get your life jackets from?
We do a lot of business with Cabela's out in Hamburg, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Good company.
Believe it or not, they were just bought out, I think, by
Bass Pro Shops. Yeah, they're now going to be Bass Pro Shops, aren't they?
$5.5 billion later. But that's where we do a lot of our business. And I'm not talking about the paddle boards, but I'm talking about the accessories. So we get a lot of the canoe and kayak accessories there. We get a lot of the safety equipment. But most of the paddle boards and the vessels are purchased directly from the manufacturer. They have a great variety, and most of the stuff is in stock at Cabela's, and that's the reason we go there. Good store.
Cabela's is an excellent store, and yep. They will probably continue to be one under Bass Pro Shops. I noticed that as time has gone on, life jackets have become more ergometric. They've become more comfortable to wear. They've been much better fitting. I remember growing up, we used to have the old yellow ones or orange ones that were filled with something called kapok, which is a little bit like balsa wood, I think, or cork. And they would help you float, but they always seemed to have the wrong smell.
Yep.
And they would tend to absorb all kinds of brackish water, and funny things would go on inside them. Now, they're modern ultralight materials. They're form-fitting, and they're extremely comfortable. But is there a type of life jacket that you feature?
Yeah, so we have a few different ones. As the weather cools, we have your typical neoprene jacket. It's more like a ski jacket, so it has a zipper in the front and a couple of buckles. We do have those, but those are usually only used in the spring and then the fall. And the only reason we use them is simply from a warmth standpoint. Most of the jackets we use during the summer they have mesh on the shoulders, and the reason that they have mesh on the shoulders, it's to keep the people cool, because July and August, when it's 95 degrees and the water is great, and most of our business is done in those 2 months, people don't want to be sweating in a neoprene jacket. So those are used. We also have inflatable waist belt types of life jackets, and these require a pull tab, which will inflate from a CO2 cartridge, and then you put that over top of your head, and that's just they are Coast Guard approved, probably the most comfortable and most hands-free that we have, and a lot of women like those for the yoga classes. They like to have their hands as
I wanted to talk possible. About that. I understand you offer yoga on a paddle board. Tell me, do you and your wife do the instruction, or do you have other instructors?
Well, we offer yoga. My wife and I do not instruct. My wife takes yoga. I couldn't do yoga on land, so that's not going to be in the cards. But what we did was we partnered up with a company in Clinton and Yoga Haven. And Yoga Haven does all of our instruction. And she's great. She's SUP, or stand-up paddleboard certified. And she's also a certified yoga instructor. So,
and who is this lady?
Catherine from Yoga Haven.
Yoga Haven. And they have a studio in Clinton?
They do. They're right across from the Holiday Inn in Clinton. So if you know where the Holiday Inn is, they're directly across the entrance. It's Catherine and her mother, and those two have been in business just about the same amount of time, about 2 years. It's been a great partnership because it brings a facet to our business that we normally wouldn't have offered. And it's a good partnership for her because she doesn't have to store all of the equipment. So we have the equipment, she has the experience and the instruction, and we work very well as a team. So usually once a week we have a yoga class.
And when is that class?
This past season we did Thursday evenings. We did it from 6 p.m. till about 7:30, depending on when the sun goes down. So you experience a few things. You're able to paddle out to wherever it is Catherine wants to go, and that may be about a half a mile or so. Everyone has an individual grappling anchor, very small, maybe a pound and a half. Every paddleboard attendee anchors up 15 to 20 feet apart. And Catherine, once everyone is set, paddles in and out of the whole class, teaching and instructing everyone while they're doing their poses on the board.
That sounds very cool. How did the idea of yoga paddleboarding first evolve? I'm interested in this.
Yoga in the last 3 or 4 years, this is me off the cuff here, but it's become a lot larger facet, and there's hot yoga where they turn the temperature up, okay, so that people are very, very sweaty, okay, but it relaxes your muscles and you're able to be a little more limber. And then I don't know if it was California or Florida where yoga paddleboarding came in. And that gives you the experience of the outdoors, the liquidness on the board. And it is challenging. Not so challenging that you shouldn't try it, but it's challenging in the aspect you're on a board that is not as stable as the ground. And you're doing poses. And it doesn't matter if you're a novice or an expert. We will suit you to a board that makes sense for you.
Well, I noticed that yoga is there for teaching gracefulness, teaching balance, teaching body awareness, and a sense of where your muscles are and where the rest of your body is at a given moment, and also a certain amount of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
It occurs to me, as listening to you speak, that adding the paddleboard on the water would just enhance that experience, because you're out in nature, you're out in something beautiful like Spruce Run, and you are floating. And so that's got to be a real value added to the experience.
Yeah, the women, and it is mostly women. Once in a while, we'll get some males, but the women love it. I will tell you, it was one of our most successful adventures our first year in business. What it did for us was exactly what you said: the liquidity of the water along with yoga, there's something that really meshes. And the fact is, the timing of the classes in the evening, when the women come back from paddling from their yoga session, they're seeing the sun go down. So it's really a very relaxing, great experience. Everyone comes off with a smile. And again, our website, you know, yellowdogpaddle.com, you could see a lot of the photos that are on there from the yoga classes. There's a lot of big groups that go out. It's usually 10 to 12 women. And, you know, even if you have your own board, we allow people to join the class with their own board at a discounted rate. So there's a lot of things that happen. You know, if someone buys a board from us at the end of the season, they could come and still, you know, hang out with us the next season and still do the same classes for about half the price. So,
well, that's exciting. So what does paddleboard yoga cost per session?
There's two types of boards. If you're on a normal board, it's $35 per session. And if you're on a Boga yoga board, which is a little more expensive, specific yoga board, it's $40 per session. And the sessions last about an hour and 15 to an hour and a half. And again, they are in the evenings, and this past season was on Thursday evenings.
That's really great. It sounds like your company is very community oriented too, because you've brought in a couple of other businesses, and I know you're going to be one of the sponsors of the Harvest Fest. Is your people want to come by and check out your company during the Harvest Fest, which is going to be Sunday, the 9th, this coming Sunday, from 12 to 5. Where will you be stationed?
So the Harvest Fest this Sunday will be stationed somewhere around the Clinton Post Office. So the Harvest Fest is going to be where the farmers market is by the firehouse in Clinton, and it's going to go all the way to the Main Street in Clinton. So the whole East Main and West Main Street, right where the post office is, will have a variety of things. They'll have food trucks. We will be almost directly across from the post office. With a tent, we're probably going to bring one or two paddle boards to the event. We may have some giveaways. We're going to be there with Yoga Haven. We'll have a tent next to us. And we'll try to give people an idea of what to expect if they do make a reservation to come out with us next year.
Well, that sounds like an exciting thing to do. I noticed that you had, when we were talking earlier, before you came on the show, we were talking about some of the other events you've run. I hear you've run moonlight events. Tell me about those.
All right. So this is one of the coolest things that we've done. And it was an idea I think my wife Jill came up with, where, you know, every month we have a full moon that comes up. And some of the full moons that come up are just beautiful. And if you have a beautiful night and that moon comes up, you know, we wanted to experience that on the water, and no one else was doing this. So we asked for permission through the state parks on how can we get out on a paddleboard and kayaks and canoes and take a group of people out at 10 o'clock at night while the moon's coming up to experience this. Because there are no boating lights on these paddleboards or canoes or kayaks. So how are we going to do it? So we came up with the idea of putting neon lights around people's necks, putting LED lights on people's ball caps, and putting lanterns on certain vessels as well, LED lanterns. So everything is lit up. The clips that we put on people's ball caps have switches where they can flash and do all sorts of things. So if there is a boat coming at you, they definitely know that, you know, you're on the water along with them. So they allowed us to do it. Part of our special use permit allows us to go out, you know, once a month for a full moon paddle. And it is probably one of the coolest things that we do, because it's something that you normally would not do. And if you're doing it with a group of people, 10, 12 to 20 people going out, you know, I'll lead the charge. You're following me. We go out for an hour and a half, and we'll cover 3 or 4 miles while the moon is coming up. And it's really an incredible experience.
That must be really fun. How often do you do these? Because the full moon is once a month, and you know you're probably going from May to September, right?
We do May through September. We normally start the full moon in June. So we'll do June, July, August, September, and sometimes October, depending on when the October moon is. The reason we start them in June is because we want the water temperatures to come up a little bit. So the water in June is, you know, still in the low 70s. The water in July is into the 80s and so on and so forth. But it's once a month. We usually book two dates. And the reason we book two dates, let's say the full moon is on the 15th of the month, we'll book the 14th and 15th because if you have a bad weather day, we're not going to go out. If it's cloudy, we're not going to go out. You're there to experience the moon.
Well, I would imagine a lot of people come back from that just in awe of how pretty it's been and how, you know, enhancing and life-enhancing it can be.
It's really peaceful. I mean, going there and having conversations, there's generally no one on the water, and you're out there by yourselves. And if you got a group of people together that are all doing the same thing, it's really fun.
What kind of comments do people make to you after they've come off the water after a night like that?
When can I come back is the most popular. We've had people try at Yellow Dog Paddle, do a try it out session. They've come back to do yoga. They've come back on their anniversary, and then they came back on a family reunion. That's how much people love to do paddle boarding, especially, but kayaking. And again, you could put a variety of things together.
Well, that's exciting. I noticed in looking through the big catalog, I see moms with little kids paddle boarding. And by little, I'm talking, they look like they can just about stand on their own. Is that something that's really that you push for moms with, say, a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old?
Yeah, we have generally speaking, for paddle boarding, we like people to be at least 8 years old, and we've had them as old as 82.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been so almost anyone can do it. As long as you have some balance and you have the ability to stand up and really be adventurous. We've had some really, really successful adventures with the all gamuts, young to old.
Now, have you run group and corporate events with your company?
We have.
Yeah.
We have. Corporate events are starting to become really what we'd like to move towards on certain days. And the reason I say that is because we recently had a Clinton Public School event right above the falls in Clinton, and they're the school's mantra this year is liquidity and water. And the day before school started for Clinton, we had about 62 teachers come out in three different waves, and they took out kayaks and canoes above the Clinton Falls, and they experienced an hour for each wave with the superintendent. It was a great outing.
Well, that's exciting to experience something like that. I'm sure it's very bonding for people. Unfortunately, I've got to hit that money button again, so bear with me, Mike and Ben.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, we're back with the sports guys. I'm Bill Wolfson, and with me today is Mike Herman, who is one of the proprietors of Yellow Dog Paddle, and he's brought with him his son, Ben. So, Ben, what's it like being on the radio?
Pretty fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? Everybody's going to be listening to you. And when you get home, you can and you dial into us over the internet when you get home or even next week, you'll be able to hear this show again because we'll be in the archives probably by Monday or Tuesday. And I wanted to remind our listening audience, you know, if you want to hear this show again or if you missed it, you can always link up to it by going to our archives, going to Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio, going to the Sports Guys, and going to today's date, which is October 7. And you can hear Mike Herman and Ben Herman tell you all about Yellow Dog paddling and all the fishing and other great water sports here in Hunterdon County. One of the things I heard is that you now have a relationship with the Holiday Inn in Clinton. Tell me about that.
Yes, yeah, so we last year again. I'm going to refer to my wife, who does a lot of the legwork for the company. She struck a relationship with the Holiday Inn for yoga classes that are indoors, utilizing the heated pool at the Holiday Inn in Clinton. And it was a great relationship, just because we live in the Northeast and the seasonality of what we do generally has us shut down in October. But what we do is the Holiday Inn allows us to use their facility. It's usually Sundays. I'm not sure what she's scheduled this year. And it allows us to basically rent their facility to put seven paddle boards in their pool and teach a yoga class in their facility, which was hugely successful last year, to try to keep the business going as year round as we possibly can.
Well, that's an exciting thing. I wondered, you know, if you can do this in the winter, why not also establish relationships with other places that have indoor pools, such as HealthQuest? That's always a little tough to do, to break into a new place and sell them on a program, and that's always a it can be a tough sell because I know that they offer an awful lot of programming.
Well, you mentioned local gyms, and there is conversation. I can't really talk about it yet, but there is conversations with a very local gym who is very interested in that exact feature. I don't know where it's going to be. I don't know how it's going to work, but if it works, I know it'll be successful. I know I have a brainstorming session in the next week with a very local gym for that exact reason. And you know, bringing something different to the table when it comes to, you know, athletics or activities, you know, people have a huge interest in it. And some people have some reservations about doing it. But if you're dealing with good instructors and good equipment, you normally have a very good experience.
Well, I noticed that a lot of gyms and a lot of athletic or adventure-related companies are marketing more and more to us baby boomers as we get a little deeper into our late 50s and 60s. And there's even a magazine that's now online called, one of my favorite names, Geezer Jock. And Geezer Jock likes to talk about people over the age of 60 who are still participating in sports like ice hockey or downhill skiing or basketball. And as we boomers age, we're trying to pretend that we're not mortal. And we want to continue to enjoy the activities we might have enjoyed as teenagers or as 30-year-olds or 50-year-olds, because few of us are really ready to surrender to the inevitability of time. And it occurs to me that paddleboarding, canoeing, kayaking, the sort of things you offer would be almost ideal for anyone of any age. But for the older athlete or for the athlete or the person who's not really athletic, how do you make this a good experience for them?
I mean, one of the main things is if you have a canoe or a kayak in a large vessel, most people who purchase these things, they end up using them once or twice, and they end up sitting in their backyard collecting mold and collecting all kinds of things. It's a great, you know, the euphoria really wears off after a couple of times if you own your own vessel, because you have to load it up, you have to untie it, you got to get it off the roof rack. And some of the stuff is heavy, especially with the canoes. The canoes can be 70, 80 pounds. So the beauty of us is we show up with our trailer, you tell us what you want to do, you tell us what time you want to be there, we show up with all the equipment, and you can still enjoy that sport without having all the hassle. You get on the vessel, you get your life jacket on, you get your paddle, and you are on the water.
That's exciting. What about the special things older people need to be concerned about if they get into your sport?
Safety is a big concern. So that's why we have the life jackets. But as far as the sports in general, they're very non-impact sports. As long as you have a sense of balance and you have a sense of whereabouts. In other words, if you're on the water and you take a try it out session that's on our website, we're going to be within eye shot of you. There is no chance of you getting lost.
So easy on the muscles, easy on the joints, easy on the heart and lungs. It's the sort of thing where you don't have to be super fit to enjoy it, even if you're over 50 or over 60.
That's 100% true. You know, you can get a good workout without beating your body up, and that's the beauty of paddleboarding. And that really just shows you that the age that we've had people up to 82 years old, and everyone has a great experience. They all come off with a smile.
So what's the future for paddleboarding? Where do you see your company going in the next 3 to 5 years?
I mean, in the next 3 to 5 years, I'd like to somehow try to make this a year-round company. And that may happen in a variety of ways. You know, when we went to South Carolina in Charleston, that's really where we first saw paddleboarding. And you know, the weather down there is warm enough where they can do it all year. So my wife and I, from April to October, we knew we had that, which it'll start out with kayaking and it'll morph into paddleboarding when the water warms up a bit. Doing the indoor pools and the gym, I think that is really the key for trying to make it year-round. And then at some point, you know, maybe there's a storefront in Clinton. Maybe that's the place we're going to go. And if we could have water access and we could rent kayaks or canoes right there at the water, and we're able to try to make it go year-round, I think it would be something that would be well taken by residents in Hunterdon County.
Well, it's been an exciting afternoon. I want to remind everybody that Mike, Jill, and Ben, and the rest of the crew at Yellowboard Paddle will be at the Clinton Harvest Fest this coming Sunday from noon to 5 o'clock. They're also going to be right next to their neighbor, the yoga people. What's the name of the yoga company again?
Yoga Haven.
An exciting time. Mike, I really want to thank you for coming and bringing Ben with you and turning me on to the sport of paddleboarding. And it's something I've wondered about. I had seen just a little bit on TV, but now we've got this in Hunterdon. So, folks, get up off that couch and give Mike a call at Yellow Dog Paddle. The number there is 908-625-6509. Did I get it right? 6519, pardon me. And www.yellowdogpaddle. This is